Blake, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm going to take a look at chapter 11 of the book of Job today, which is connected to 13 and 14 and Job's response. But we first have to, I think, look at 11. And I would say, this study has been really good. And I would also say it's been hard personally just to, one, understand, Lord willing, understand rightly. And then to teach. It's been a real challenge, at least for me personally. But something here in chapter 11 I felt was really fascinating. Zophar says to Job, "If you prepare your heart, you will stretch out your hands toward him. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away, and let not injustice dwell in your tents." To me, as I read this, it sounds like what Zophar is saying. Look, confess and repent. Confess and repent of your sins. And when you read that, it's like, yeah, absolutely, we should confess. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And then in that verse 14 from Zophar, "If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away. Let not injustice dwell in your tents." I mean, that is really clear repentance. And we see that all over the scriptures. Matthew 4:17, Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." We see it all over the book of Acts. We see it all throughout the New Testament. Repent, repent, repent. And there is a difference, I want to be clear, between confession and repentance. Confession is the acknowledgement of sin. Genuine repentance is the turning from it. We often, I think, stop at confession, and we miss genuine repentance. If we continue on in the sin that we confess, the question becomes, have we genuinely repented? Again, have we turned from it? Now, it's a complicated conversation. Addiction is involved, the wiring of our brain. There's so many different things that are involved in that. And yet we need to take seriously the putting to death of sin, fleeing from sin, no longer living in sin. Because again, these are the things that Christ deemed as serious enough to die for. And we need to take that seriously. So just want to make that note. And again, from a teaching standpoint, the challenge for me here is that, like, initially that's really good counsel from Zophar, but it's not at the same time, because he's misapplying his counsel to Job, and he's sort of misapplying his counsel to us. And here's where I'm going to get that. Verse 18 of chapter 11, after Zophar says, essentially confess and repent, here's the outcome. I'll actually start in 16. "You will forget your misery," Zophar says. "You will remember it as waters that have passed away, and your life will be brighter than the noonday. Its darkness will be like the morning, and you will feel secure because there is hope. You will look around and take your rest in security." Now, again, that sounds like, okay, yeah. And there is absolutely fruit in the process of confession and repentance. But here's where I think Zophar errs. He errs in that he's wrongly giving this counsel to Job. We know that Job is blameless, upright, fears God, turns away from evil. This fourfold character description of Job that we get twice in chapter 1, or numerous times in chapter 1 and chapter 2. And the challenge here is that Zophar seems to be connecting hope to the act primarily of repentance. And that's where the challenge, I think, begins to be revealed for us. And this is, I feel like, just like last week, I'm walking a razor's edge here. We need to confess and repent, but our hope is not in confession and repentance in and of itself. Our hope is in Christ. I can confess and repent all day long, but if I don't hope in Christ for the forgiveness of my sins and therefore the salvation of my soul, I'm hoping in the wrong thing. If I'm hoping, again, in the mere act of confession and repentance. And that seems to be Zophar's counsel here. I understand his time and history is different. And yet, he's viewing God like a divine vending machine that As long as you put in the right inputs, you'll get the right outputs. Zophar says, as long as you repent, you push, that's the buttons you're going to push on the divine vending machine of God. He's going to give you the blessed life. Verse 19 says, you will lie down and none will make you afraid. Many will court your favor. Do this, everything's going to be great. Essentially, his hope is in the confession and repentance. And so here's then the challenge, I think, for us. Again, walk in the razor's edge here. We need to confess and repent, but not just as a spiritual duty, void of the faith that as we do that, Jesus is the one taking the penalty that sin deserved. Jesus is the one who is transforming us and making us new. Yes, the moment of our salvation, our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. I'm not suggesting that if you leave a sin unconfessed, you're not forgiven. Please do not hear that. But again, what I'm saying is in the processes of confession and the processes of repentance, we can't allow ourselves to then think that is what ultimately leads to our life becoming better. Yes, flee from those things, but Jesus is the hope, not the mechanism that displays our faith in him. So hopefully that to you is a good reminder that we just can't go through these spiritual motions. For me, that's a good reminder to not go through the motions that I know I need to do, but to trust, have my hope rooted in Christ, not my works, not my, I did this, I read this, I confessed this, but my hope is in Christ and his salvation, his grace, his mercy, his transformation through his empowerment and gift of the Holy Spirit. And so let me pray over that for us today. And I do want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Lord, I thank you for your word that it challenges and convicts us. And Lord, I ask that we would never fall into religion in the sense that we would just go through motions that we know we're to do, that we might not get into a pattern of confession and repentance and think, oh, as long as I stop doing that thing, then I'm good, and miss you in the process. Jesus, we want you to be our hope, not the abstinence of something, but the presence of you, your intercession on our behalf, your forgiveness, not my works. So Lord, remind us of those truths, make them clear to us and to me. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.